Joining us now is George Warhop, offensive line coach for the Browns. And coach, so much is talked about with regard to continuity in the offensive line. And I think a perfect example of maintaining continuity is the fact that you're back here coaching this line along with Coach Mike Sullivan as well. But that's important to keep that going.
Yeah, I think it is. I think we have a really good group. We have a lot invested in this group, and you know, they've gotten better every year. So it was a good opportunity for me to stay, and I welcomed that opportunity.
And how does it change for you to work now with a different head coach in Rob Chudzinski, a different offensive coordinator in North Turner, but the same group of guys that you're coaching, essentially? How does it change from your standpoint?
Really, from my point of view, not a whole lot of change, and just in terms of how we do stuff, how we go about technique-wise, communication-wise, and that doesn't change. What changes is, you know, Rob's perspective of what he wants, and I had the opportunity to work with Norv in San Francisco, so I fully understand how Norv is wired and what he wants and how he wants it done. So that part of it's easy. Even working with Rob is very easy, just plugging into what he wants and how he wants it done.
I would think the biggest difference in pass protection under these coaches and this scheme versus what you did previously is that blockers basically got to hold their blocks longer. It's more that vertical game, right, and longer developing pass patterns.
I don't buy into that. Norv gets the ball out. I know in San Francisco there was never an issue with the quarterback holding the ball. I don't anticipate that being an issue here now.
So even if the patterns take a while to develop, the quarterback is getting it out to that first open guy soon enough that blockers aren't under any extra duress.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because in San Francisco, I'll be honest, you know, Norv came in, he says, you know, we're a seven-step drop team, we do this, this, and this. I'm like, really? is this going to be an issue? And it was outstanding. Again, they don't hold the ball. I mean, seven steps. You know, everybody talks about seven steps or a vertical passing game. That's a bit of a misnomer. I mean, we block for a spot. We've always blocked for a spot. And with Norv, the ball comes out quicker. It'll probably come out faster than it did a year ago.
What have been some of your observations of how this line has worked through the offseason, through the OTAs, through mini camp? What are some of the things that have jumped out at you?
For the first, you know, our leaders, Alex and Joe, I thought they did a nice job. I thought they came back. You know, we have a new strength coach, a new program, and I think they plugged into that, and that carried over to what we're doing in the off-season program or the OTAs. To see Mitch progress, which was very encouraging, and to get Jason back and get him plugged in and get him up to speed again. So to see those guys come back in, be ready to work and go at it as they did, to see Jason come back in and really starting to get back up to speed and create some competition at guard. And then the young guys were brought in. You know, the kid Gilkey's got a chance to be a contributor at some point in time, and Gerard Shaw's had a good spring.
You mentioned Mitchell Schwartz, the right tackle, who started as a rookie all last year. What's different about him in year two other than the fact that it is year two?
He's just more comfortable. He understands, you know, what I'm asking him to do. He's just a little bit more settled in anticipation of what's coming at him and how to deal with certain situations. So it's just a natural process of growing into being a pro, and he's doing that very well.
Did you give him some – I'm sure you did, but if you can give me just some highlights of what it was that you talked with him about at the end of last season to sort of work on things he needed to focus on through the offseason, and how has that come together?
You know, at the end of last year, really for him was just trusting himself in pass pro, just trusting his set, trusting his hands, trusting what he sees, and he's done that. And then, you know, it's other things we have to continue to work with him is just how he uses his hands as a means of protecting himself and knocking hands off, and all that he's done. He did it, you know, at the start of the OTAs. He was doing a very nice job of it at the end of the OTAs, and that's something we'll progress and continue to do. And Mitch is a very good run blocker. You know, people talk about the protection part of it and him being a rookie starter, but he is a very good and physical run blocker, and that showed also this spring.
George Warhop, offensive line coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You mentioned Jason Pinkston, and it has to – I know it did for me. It has to do your heart pretty well to see him just back out there after all the trauma, what he went through last year with the blood clot in his lung, how scary a situation that was. And to see him now at a point where he can come out and practice. What's that mean to you?
Well, it really is what it means to him. I'm his coach. I'm ecstatic to have him out there just participating. But for him to know that his career can continue, that's outstanding for him and his family. Now, from a football standpoint, we had to kind of bleed him in slowly at the last week OTAs, and the mini camp was the first time he was fully taking all his reps. So now we're going to training camp, and we'll see what happens. We got three guys who can start, and I personally don't care which two start. We'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah, you mentioned, of course, the three people in that rotation. You've got John Greco, who filled in admirably for Jason last year. You got Sean Laval at that other spot. John Greco showing, I think, as a veteran, that he could be more than a stopgap guy, and he's been working with a lot of first team work through this offseason.
Yeah, John, he's an interesting guy. When he came out of Toledo, I called him up, and he was a late ad, and I said, hey, they told me to call you. They're thinking about you being a free agent. I said, but you're probably going to get drafted. So this is a wasted phone call. I don't know if he even remembers that. But when we got him in there, he plugged in and he transitioned well, and we had him playing tackle, guard, and center, and he kind of settled in inside. And John's a dependable guy, and all he needed was an opportunity. It's sad that it came about the way it did, but for his benefit, he got to start, I believe it was 10 games, played in 11, and to show what he has, his wares and how dependable he is, how talented he is. So, having him here has made a huge difference.
And Sean Laval, just where you see him in the course of his development right now?
Sean, he started 32 games for us now. And I believe he started one as a rookie, played some center as a rookie. Sean's as tough a guy as we got. And he's quiet, doesn't say much, but, him and O'Neal Cousins, if you knew you were going to need some stuff, something's going to happen, those are two guys, I don't care where you are, you want them with you because they're going to die right there with you. So Sean is as tough as there is. He's gotten so much better in his time here, and this spring, you could see it from about the second week of OTAs on, he's really elevated his game. So, as I said, we got three guys that can start, so we'll see what happens.
So with Joe Thomas and with Alex Mack, it gets to be easy to take guys like that for granted, that they're as good as they are and they're just going to be there and be steady and you don't worry about them. But I'm sure, again, as a coach, you're looking at everybody, studying even any nuances that might be different than before. Give me a breakdown of both of those guys as they enter this season.
Joe is extremely consistent, and Joe does a good job of self-evaluating, and he listens. So you don't have to do a whole lot with Joe in terms of correcting a whole lot of technique issues or whatnot, but sometimes his feet will get out of whack or his hands will get out of whack or whatever, and all you got to do with him is say, hey, Joe, this is this, and he fixes it immediately. It's not a process of taking him days to get it done. You say it, it's fixed, and he works on it the next day. And that's all players. He might lose track of something here or there, but really with him, it's not hard to coach him and to get him to stay on track. He does it himself for the most part. And then with Alex, Alex is pretty amazing, actually. The guy is, 310, 308. He's extremely athletic. He is extremely smart. Of all the guys that had the most put on him with the change, it's him. He sees the defense, the protection changes, and he's really embraced that. And he did a fantastic job this spring against Ray Horton's defense, which you see everything known to man. And he sifted most of it out and made the corrections, even stuff we hadn't talked about. He put it together out there and made decisions during the course of practice that allowed us to do some stuff and made it very smooth for everybody involved. So, all I can say about Alex Mack is his growth, he's going into his fifth year, has been phenomenal.
I'm glad you brought up that defense because I was going to go there next. Just seeing that on a daily basis in practice, all the variables, the multiple fronts, the aggressiveness, and the general mentality of a defense that attacks, this is different than what this offensive line has dealt with previously. So I would assume it is a good thing to have to deal with that on a regular basis in practice, especially in helping this group get ready for two games a year against the Steelers, two games a year against the Ravens?
Yeah, anytime you can put yourself in a situation where you have to make adjustments, and sometimes there are adjustments that you don't have a chance to talk about. It just builds the foundation, and it actually builds the confidence of the group that you know going into the season, we're not going to see much more than we're seeing now. We're not going to be challenged more than we're being challenged now. So even if we're going into a game and they give us something that we haven't discussed or we haven't seen before, at least not from that group, it's going to be an easy transition on Sunday. So to me, as much as Ray can give us, the better off we are in the long run.
And how does it work with the division of duties with you and Mike Sullivan as far as working together?
We just work together. That's pretty much how it goes down. I mean, Mike, he and I are very different. You know, he's a little more quiet. I'm a little bit more vocal. But I think it's a very good match. It's good for the players because they hear two different perspectives. It's good that, you know, he's been with Norv, and as I've been with Norv, he's been with Chud. So he brings that side of it to it. So we just divide it up and we go.
Coach, thank you so much.
No problem. Anytime.